can have it any way I want, Joe Patrick. We're back with the answer of the week, where we answer our question of the week. It's really great.
It's that simple.
Every week, Joe Patrick posts a question on our Facebook and our Twitter. You guys write in or call us at Skype using our Skype handle, Two-Headed Nerd, all one word, no spaces. Skype is free, so there's no excuse for you not to download it and call us. Joe Patrick, what do we ask these nerds this week?
This week's question was, what obscure licensed property would you like to see return in comic form?
So what are these nerds saying? Let's start with Twitter.
All right. Our first response came from John Bunger, who says...
Where do you, Johnny?
Chaz and I were just talking about Nightbreed on Facebook.
Yeah, man.
And how it needs a sequel. I vote for that.
Love Nightbreed. Love it.
I don't know who Chaz is. Moving on. Aaron Kilborn, who's changed his Twitter name to Nikolai McFist, which is totally badass, says, Biker Mice from Mars. Fuck that 2006 cartoon remake.
You kidding me?
I want the old BMFM in comic form now.
Biker Mice from Mars.
Biker Mice from Mars.
I used to look at comics and like that and wonder, who is this for?
I've never...
And it's, what's his name? Kiki McFist? What?
Nikolai McFist.
Nikolai McFist.
His name is Aaron Kilborn. He writes to us all the time.
He's a badass.
No, Biker Mice from Mars was a cartoon. I think they did do a comic of it.
Yeah, there was a comic.
I never read the comic or saw the cartoon.
Yeah, there definitely was.
At Comic Book Amir says they should make a comic about Twinkies. That is an obscure property.
Believe they already did, sir. It was called Twinkie the Kid.
Well, along those lines, I would love it if they started doing those Hostess ads with the superheroes again, like they did in the 70s and 80s.
First, we'd have to bring Hostess back.
I know.
You may recall, they are a dead company.
I know.
So,
I know.
Rights are up in the air. I want to see a hard-edge Twinkie the Kid Western.
Right? No.
At IDW.
I don't want a Twinkie the Kid comic. I want a comic where, like, Spider-Man can only save the day from these ridiculous, dated villains by throwing fruit pies at them.
I want Tim Truman. Kind of stuff. I want Tim Truman's Twinkie the Kid.
I want Brian Michael Bendis and Frank Miller's Daredevil Hostess one-page ad where the junkie's only hope is a chocolate fruit pie from Hostess.
Hey, no, pudding pie. He'd have to be a chocolate pudding pie.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
You said fruit pie.
Oh, but...
That's disgusting.
It's in that line of fruit pies, yeah.
Was there a ho-ho guy? The only one I can remember is Twinkie the Kid. There was indeed a ho-ho mascot. Happy Ho-Ho was the original cartoon mascot for ho-hos and appeared on all of the boxes, ads, and television commercials for many years before he was discontinued. The character wore an outfit similar to that of Robin Hood, including a feathered cap.
Whoa, I don't know anything about that.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, I was wrong. We do have one more Twitter from Andrew Merzak, who said, for the sake of ladies, men, and Joe Pats everywhere, Princess Bride. He wants Princess Bride.
That could be fun.
Bride to come back and comic.
I would go for some backstory. I'd love to see how he became the Dread Pirate Roberts and stuff.
The untold tale of the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Man, that would be fun as hell.
He also suggests 2001 so that the Kirby stuff can be reprinted.
Ooh.
And Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks would be fun. I'd get down on that.
In comic form? I don't know.
Oh, I'd totally get down on it. It'd be weird as hell, but I'd be in.
Man.
I just want Mike Grell's Happy Ho-Ho, the Longbow Hunters. Be badass.
Where Twinkie the Kid gets violently raped.
No.
Loses his powers.
This is a separate book. Twinkie the Kid is in the Western book. It's Tim Truman's Twinkie the Kid, Mike Grell's Happy Ho Ho. They're separate.
Geez. All right. Over on Facebook, Jason Colner writes, a gritty, violent take on the 7-Up spot by Garth Ennis.
Whoa. Okay. I forgot about the 7-Up spot. It's been a while.
Rich Gallagher writes in, Mask and Silverhawks.
Right on.
They were such cool toys, and there were hints of a deeper story there, but as I recall, they never really got that deep into it.
Now, there was a Silverhawks book for a little bit, wasn't there? I mean, I know we got Thundercats.
There was a Silverhawks... Well, both Mask and Silverhawks had comics. Silverhawks, though, was just a straight adaptation of, like, the pilot.
Right.
It was just a miniseries.
Right.
Mask had a couple of different minis in the 80s from DC... that I think were both original stories. But I love both of those properties, and I'd love to see revivals of those.
Yeah, that'd be rad. I'm really surprised something like Mask hasn't been snatched up by someone, unless it's one of those things where the rights are owned by several different people, and no one can agree who owns the most and should be paid for it.
Maybe. That could be. Our buddy Aura McWilliams is longing for a Madballs revival.
What?
You remember Madballs?
I remember Madballs, but like, what is the comic about?
There was a Madballs comic.
I remember the commercial. Madball. Remember that?
Yeah. There was a Madballs comic.
Yeah.
In the 80s, Marvel had a kid's division called Star Comics, and that's where the Madballs comic was. That's where Silverhawks was.
Yeah.
The He-Man comic at the time, Thundercats comic, also Top Dog, about a talking dog.
What?
Planet Terry, get it?
What?
Star Comics, man.
There was a Madballs Muppet cartoon Babies comic too. Wow. Oh, hold on, check this out. You're gonna love this.
Madballs, gross for one, gross for all. We play with a Madball, they're gross, funny, yucky, sick. There's eight, so you can take your pick. We throw, catch, it's uh-oh fun. There's so much gross in every one. Freaky fun is what they're for. There's so much ugly, so much more. Gross for one, gross for all. We play with a Madball. We play with a Madball. We play with a Madball. Madball.
Freaky fun for everyone, sold separately from AmToy.
There's a dog that goes, gross.
Man, kids in the 80s were stupid.
They really were. That was dumb. I had Madballs. I remember. I loved them.
Harvey Locust says he would like a Welcome Back, Kotter comic by Chris Claremont.
I believe there was a Welcome Back, Kotter comic.
Yeah, but not by Chris Claremont. I think there was a Welcome Back, Kotter comic in the 70s.
Bob Oxner. Penciled by Jack Sparling. So, no one
I've heard of Bob Oxner.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, Bobby. Good for him.
Oh, Bobby.
Welcome back, Kotter, from DC. A DC TV comic.
Yes.
There you go.
Brian Domingos says, I loved the Centurions.
Yeah, me too, man.
So if we needed an 80s cartoon revival, that would be fun.
That was Power Extreme, right?
There was a Centurions comic. I had a couple issues of it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Also from DC.
Yes.
He also says, I'd love to see Jay Farber take a swing at a monthly Magnum PI series. That's a good...
As long as it was set in, like, the 80s.
1982, Hawaii.
I would read the hell out of it.
Or Diggle and Jock on Mission Impossible. Awesome! I would love a Mission Impossible comic.
Yeah, I would read that. I would totally read that.
Sean Quinn Robinson says, Mighty Max, a dimension-hopping teenager and his sidekicks, Norman, a displaced warrior, and Virgil, a wise-talking fowl. Probably my favorite cartoon growing up.
Wise-talking what?
Fowl.
Like a duck?
Like a duck or a turkey.
Okay. I thought there was like, what is that? Is that racist?
No.
Like, what are we doing?
I never got into Mighty Max. I think maybe it was a little past my time, but they were the little figures, and they would sell them in little like clamshell environments that you could open up. And
Mighty
they'd be,
Max?
Yeah, Mighty Max.
Yeah. They were like micro machines.
Sort of.
Yeah, it was like little tiny dudes, and they were inside like a head or something, and the head opened up. And
it was like a world inside.
Yeah,
there.
I'm looking at them right now.
There was girl versions.
There was like a bear head and like a snake head and like a, I don't know, some kind of generic monster head. And you open them up, and there was like, yeah.
Our buddy.
There was tiny doll furniture inside.
Our buddy Micah McGaffin says Sectars, written by Nick Spencer and drawn by Mike Allred, would be amazing.
I loved Sectars.
In my opinion. Sectars were like bug superheroes.
Yeah, there was a Sectars comic too.
Bug warriors. Oh, there was a comic for all this crap.
Was there?
Of course there was.
Yeah, Marvel put out Sectars. I remember that. I remember I bought Sectars. It was like one of those things where you went to Toys R Us and they had the packages of comics, and there was always like an X-Men comic in the front because they wanted it to sell. And then you open it up and it'd be like, Power Pack and Sectars. You're like, oh, man.
Truett Daughtry says, I personally would love to see the return of the Noid. There you go.
There we are. I knew there'd be some Noid talk.
Maybe give him a gritty reboot set in a dystopian future where pizza is the main form of currency. With a hard-boiled pizza delivery man who won't take any shit, constantly trying to kill or avoid the Noid.
I like it. But I would rather see Ed Brubaker, Sean Phillips, real-world Noid. He's washed up. He's been out of work since the 80s, right? In and out of rehab, and he takes like a bank job as a lookout guy or something that goes wrong, you know? Sort of like they just sort of fart the Noid into the criminal continuity. It would be awesome.
Jason Dawson Brock, co-owner of Legend Comics and Coffee, wants to put his 2 cents in for the Shogun Warriors.
Yeah, I love the Shogun Warriors, man.
Yeah.
Even though the Shogun Warriors were just kind of ripoffs of the Mazinger Z stuff.
Sure.
They just sort of took Japanese robots, stuck them in American comics with different names and stuff. But still, they were cool. I mean, yeah, I liked them.
I had two or three issues of Shogun Warriors, and I loved them.
It was great stuff. Somebody really cool wrote that, too. Doug Monick or Monch or Mench. Monk,
Mensch,
and Herb Trimpey. You're telling me they're nobody, huh? Sorry, guys.
Nobody's.
The man who created Wolverine. Nobody.
Hey, guess what? John Romita designed Wolverine.
Well, hey, Herb drew him first.
Right? Whatever. Matt Daneman says, Team America, the horrible motorcycle toy tie-in, not to be confused with the vulgar puppet movie, though that'd be something to see, too.
Never read Team America. I remember seeing those like in the quarter bin and stuff.
I know a guy,
1982, a friend of mine, right?
A friend of mine has, who's some years older than us, he has a letter printed in Team America number 6.
Holy crap, who's that?
Gary Peterson.
I like we just outed him.
That's okay.
Jim Shooter wrote Team America.
I'm sure he did.
Look at that.
John Zimmerman says, I would buy the shit out of a Carnival series based on the short-lived HBO show.
Man, that show ended so poorly that I just don't even want to talk about it. It made me so mad.
The show was supposed to run for 6 seasons with 3 acts of 2 seasons each. In my dreams, the series would be seasons 3 and 4, and then 5 and 6 could be done as a series of movies. It's never going to happen.
Okay,
but I'm,
first of all.
Yeah, it's never going to happen, but I'm dying to get more of Brother Justin. That is...
I would read that. Okay, I would totally read that. If they did, but I would say, just do the whole thing
again. They're not going to bring it back in comic book form and then spin it into a
holy
blockbuster
crap,
motion picture.
This thing sold 10,000 comics. We've got to bring it back.
I like the creativity, though.
Yeah, I would read it. But I would say, first, they got to redo it. First. Just start from the beginning, from the original script. Give us Carnival. That would be rad. I would read it.
Camarillo Brillo said he was going to Skype in his answer. Still waiting.
What's his deal?
I don't know.
But you push the button.
I don't know, man.
Come on, buddy.
Andrew McBride says, Captain N, the Game Master, written by Mark Waid and drawn by Ryan Ottley. I'd also like them to finally put out the supposed upcoming Pushing Daisies comic.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yes to that, but let's go back to Captain N, the fucking Game Master.
Let's talk about that whacked out shit.
I'm going to
play you the intro of Captain N, the Game Master real quick, because it is some twisted shit.
When my father disappeared and Mother Brain tried to take over Video Land, her only hope lay in an ancient prophecy that a great warrior from another world would come to our rescue.
And it's just a dude with a super pad and his dog playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
And he has advantage.
Right. Gets sucked into the TV.
I admit,
the dog just kind of jumps in.
But now, I don't know how we'd ever get along without him.
And he hangs out with a little, like, Game Boy. Kid Icarus.
Yeah, that may have been later, the Game Boy.
No, I don't know.
Because I don't remember it being there at first. But yeah, Kid Icarus, Simon Belmont.
Yeah.
From Castlevania. Who they cast as a coward.
Yeah, he's a crybaby.
Terrible.
Which makes perfect sense.
Terrible. And their villain was Mother Brain and King Hippo and the Eggplant Wizard from Kid Icarus.
Yeah, there's some girl, too. I don't know.
The girl was like the princess of Videoland or whatever. She wasn't.
Who cares? Girls.
Yeah.
We were young kids watching Saturday morning cartoons.
And Mega Man.
Oh, that's right. Mega Man was in there.
And he kept saying, Mega. Mega High.
Mega. Yeah. Once again, they got the group of animators together, and they're like, all right, there's these video game characters. And they went, just whatever. We'll write it. We don't need to know anything else. We'll write it. Then I'm going to get drunk.
Ryan Clark says, that old Nickelodeon show, The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
I loved The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Their unique sense of humor and self-contained universe of oddball characters would translate well into comics.
It was so good.
Both Petes had their own arch nemeses.
Yes.
Pit Stain and Endless Mike. Plus, Artie, the strongest man in the world, is a no-brainer.
Yeah, he was also the guy that played Elaine's boyfriend that was the Wiz on the TV commercial. I'm the Wiz!
Oh, nobody beats the Wiz!
I loved Artie.
In response to Ryan, Patrick Hyatt wrote, disgusting, yet strangely compelling. James Zimmerman suggests Alien Nation. We would follow the team of Matthew Sykes and Sam George Francisco as they fight crime in a post-movie/TV show continuity.
I loved Alien Nation.
Just think of it as B.M. Bendis' powers, but with aliens instead of superheroes.
Yeah, it writes itself.
Also, with this being a comic, there is no budget, so the sky's the limit to what the writers want to see. Come on, who doesn't want to see more of Mandy Patinkin as a cop/alien?
He was fantastic. And they would drink, like...
Sour milk.
Sour milk to get drunk.
And they ate raw meat.
Yeah, oh, man. Love that show.
I've never seen Alien Nation, the movie, but I did like the TV show a lot.
It was great. I did not care for the TV show as much, but the movie was really good.
Well, maybe if I'd seen the movie, I'd have a different opinion. But
that was back in the day where you had to have a movie before you could have a TV show. Now it's like vice versa. It's really weird.
Okay, Murillo Brillo comes back saying, I'm leaving my real answer on Skype.
Nope.
But how about Brian Woods' Beastmaster? He's handling Conan pretty well.
Ooh, I would read a Beastmaster comic. That'd be pretty cool.
My high school nickname was the Beastmaster.
That's not true.
I'll let you figure out why.
I feel like that's not true.
Chris Bockelder, welcome aboard, I think, Chris.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm thinking we get a Gem and the Holograms revamp written by Gail Simone or Kelly Sue DeConnick with art by Saga's Fiona Staples. Make it an awesome girl power book and put it in my hands.
Isn't What's-Her-Head who created Gem from Gem and the...
Christy Marks writes Sword of Sorcery for DC.
With the Princess of Gem World. Coincidence?
Yeah, probably not.
So she's around. She's working, man. Well, she was. Sword of Sorcery got canned, so...
Yeah, but she is doing Birds of Prey now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Yeah. Weird.
Jamie Noller. Welcome aboard, Jamie.
Is that another female listener?
No, both Jamie and Chris and Kendall are dudes.
Thanks a lot, Jamie.
Thanks for nothing, Jamie.
Welcome aboard, Jamie.
Jamie wants the A-Team to come back in a big way, saying, I pity the 80s, fool.
I would read an A-Team comic. I would read a gritty one or a fun 80s one. Either one I'd be down for.
How great was the A-Team movie?
It was great. It was totally great. I'm super bummed we don't
get
more. People
that hate on it are stupid.
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody didn't like it. And I'm the biggest Mr. T fan in the world. I went into it ready to hate it. Loved it.
Yeah. Camarillo Brillo comes back a third time.
Good God, this man can't be stopped.
Saying, I'm passing this along from a friend / non-believer trying to get her to listen. Today's special from Nickelodeon.
That was like the black girl that hung out with the white mannequin
in the store after hours, right? Mannequin and puppets from a department store come alive by night to solve crimes, but have to be back in position by store open, hounded by a night watchman who is recovering from being kicked off the police force after being framed by his lieutenant. I've never even heard of this show.
Yeah, it was awful. She like walks up in the intro and picks up the mannequin, and the security guard is a puppet. They're both human.
I guess that's all locked up tight now.
That's the puppet talking.
Hiya there, Jordy.
Oh, hi, Sam.
Jordy did like the window dressing.
Down here, let's go upstairs.
He was multicultural.
And Meshach Taylor played a gay department store employee, and Andrew McCarthy fell in love with the girl from Sex and the City, right?
No, that's Mannequin.
I know, I'm kidding.
Which is not far off from what was going on in here.
This is looking more familiar.
I was trying to find the Today's Special. Here we go.
Today's Special. Come join in the fun.
I can't believe you remember this.
Oh, what? Today's Special. Oh, everywhere. Yeah, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. Oh, and there was a mouse that was a puppet they hung out with, too. And then she had to get the mannequin back.
That's looking very familiar now.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
Terrible. Tony Doug Wright, the TD Dub, says Thundar the Barbarian is my first selection.
Wasn't Alex Ross behind like some Thundar project that never happened?
No.
Oh, maybe he just painted some Thundar stuff.
Maybe.
I would, man.
He says, but running a close second is Muscle. Muscle Man, remember those?
Oh, yeah, the little pink wrestlers.
Millions of unusual small creatures lurking everywhere.
Oh, I love it. Muscle. I loved it. I collected muscles. I had like a billion of them.
I never had any.
Oh, I loved them. They were so much fun.
I missed the muscles bus. Camarillo Brillo.
Good God.
For the fourth time, he just can't figure it out.
He's a special boy.
Terrible and the Giant Hand Guy.
What?
Oh, that's from Muscle.
I think he's
responding to
Tony. There was like a dude that had huge hands, and then there was another dude that was just a big hand that was covered with eyeballs. It was so weird.
Shane Vanek says Cops. It's a late 80s, early 90s animated show I loved as a kid, where a futuristic city is being taken over by a bunch of criminals led by Boss Man, who has a pet weasel.
I'm the big boss.
With armor and metal claws. So to fight back, they recruit the best cops from all over the country to Empire City, who, of course, all have ridiculous code names,
like Bulletproof,
and a hook, much like G.I. Joe characters. Fun fact, it was never really overtly stated, but Cops does take place in the future of G.I. Joe continuity.
How do you know that?
It's a thing. It's really? A thing on the internet.
It's a whole thing?
Yeah.
It says who, though? According to who?
Cops.
Central organization of police specialists. Of police specialists. Fighting crime in a future time.
Crime in a future time.
I love this show.
Yeah, man. Wow. That was impressive.
Buttons McBoom Boom.
Yeah.
Guns in his chest.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mm. Bulletproof's like the only one I remember in The Big Boss.
And he, Bulletproof
and
was...
And he talked like this.
Yeah.
Curse you, Bulletproof.
Bulletproof was the captain or whatever, the leader of the good guys.
Okay.
And his real name was BP Vess.
That's right, BP Vess.
Awful. Awful.
Clever.
But yeah, Cops takes place in G.I. Joe continuity.
I did not know this.
Google it. Cops, G.I. Joe. You'll find it.
All right. I believe it.
Don't do it right now. Ethan Johnson says...
I'm just going to comment on the, the YouTube page.
I read that the CW will be adapting my favorite sci-fi show of my childhood, The Tomorrow People. I don't trust them to do it right. I'd love to see that adapted
today. I remember
today,
The Tomorrow People. It was great.
But still set in Cold War London. I assume he's not talking about Jack Kirby's The Forever
People. No. Tomorrow People is a BBC show about these kids that like teleported around and stuff.
Oh, that's right. That was The Forever People.
Yeah.
I just said, not The Tomorrow People.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. Tomorrow People was really, and I feel like it was really adult for when I was watching it. It was like Doctor Who for kids.
Weird. Wade Lyle says, one of my favorite childhood cartoons is Sam and Max. A dog and rabbit, private eye, solving cases and dropping knowledge on us kids. I'd love to see John Layman or somebody like him bring them back to comics. Brandon Graham, maybe. I actually think there was a comic series, yes. Just haven't thought of them until I read your question. Yeah, Sam and Max came from comics. The guy's name
It was originally a graphic novel.
Sam and Max Freelance Police. I think Steve Purcell or something is the creator's name. And our final Facebook response comes from Nathan Bradford. I want to see the Inhumanoids make a comeback. With Pacific Rim right around the corner, this is a very timely opportunity.
The Inhumanoids.
The Inhumanoids fought giant, like, environmental monsters. So, like, big mud guy. Like kaiju monsters, almost. Inhumanoids, yeah. And they... I don't remember, were they in, like, big vehicles?
Oh, there was, like, big monsters that showed up. I do remember this. Yeah, they came out of the Earth. They, like, lived in the center of the Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Inhumanoids had tanks that could, like, drive underground and drill through rock and stuff. Yeah, I totally remember. This is another one of those cartoons where the intro was completely awesome, and the show itself did not look half as cool.
That's because they spend a huge amount of their budget on super slick Korean animated
intros. I think it's the same people that did Silverhawks and Thundercats, that same studio.
Maybe.
Yeah, I totally remember Inhumanoids. That was rad.
So, what do you think? We got a couple of voice calls?
Oh, yeah. Let's check it out.
Let's do it.
We'll begin with our weekly call from our Dungeon Master, Jared Savitas.
Gentlemen, this is your allergy-suffering Dungeon Master, Jared.
I just got my allergy shot today.
I tell you what property I would like to see in comic book form. That would be the Herculoids.
Totally agree.
And top it off with fully painted covers by Alex Ross.
Of course. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see the way he paints Igu.
Igu.
There was Igu. Zok was the dragon that just yelled. Like, they didn't have a good dragon noise. So they just had a guy in the sound studio go like, ah! Ah! It was terrible.
There was like a triceratops made out of rock that shot rocks from his horn.
Tundro. Yeah, Gloop and Gleep.
Gloop and Gleep.
Yeah.
Wait, who's Igu?
Igu was the rock ape.
Igu was the
rock. Yeah, I was wrong about Dorno. It was Igu. Tundro was a rock ape that shot rocks out of his horn.
Sheesh. I like the Herculoids a lot.
I do. I do too. I think it'd be really cool, and I think Alex Ross would have to feel that. It's like right up his Hanna-Barbera direction. He seems to be heavy into all that stuff, and I'd love to see how he paints them. Sean X from the Pull List podcast and...
What's his other one?
Signed In.
And Signed In called us and said this.
Hey, it's Shamix again. Great question, guys. I would have to second Rich over on the Facebook page. Matt would be a great property to be turning the comic book line. I just would just love it. ID Dubs is killing it with their licensed property. I think Mask would fit in perfectly there. ID Dubs, Mask, awesome. Keep up the good work, guys. Peace.
Totally correct. If you're, I can't believe no one has done Mask.
Yeah, there's a bunch of 80s properties that I'm surprised didn't come back.
Then that would be perfect at IDW. Mm-hmm. And they would treat it really well, I'm sure. It'd be awesome. An adult Mask version. Joe Patrick, what property would you like to see make a comeback in comic book form?
Well, I'm a little disappointed. I should have skipped this listener response, but the first thing that popped into my head was the Silverhawks.
Fair enough.
I loved the Silverhawks.
They don't hold up. It doesn't hold up.
Well, sure, but none of it really does.
Right.
Like, the Thundercats, when you go back to them, aren't that great either.
No.
And guess what? The Mask cartoon that I also dearly love
is
awful.
It's terrible.
It's not, I mean, it's not just that it's like cheesy.
No.
No, I watched it as an adult. It is boring.
Yeah, this is back when they were paying American animators like $5 an hour to draw this crap.
It moves super slowly and it's got the worst music. It's terrible. But I love the Silverhawks. And in the early 2000s, when the 80s revival was in full swing and we had the return of G.I. Joe and the Transformers and He-Man. We even did have a Thundercast revival at Wildstorm.
Yeah.
I was stunned that nobody picked up and ran with the Silverhawks.
I know.
I would love to have the Silverhawks make a comeback. I also really love Mask, even though I know today it's terrible. Just the idea of like a team. now that I think about it. Aw, shit.
Just take you right back, buddy. Like you ran
I have the
home,
weirdest boner.
Ran home from school. Just like, screw girls, screw drugs, Mass Crusaders.
Like the idea that there were just two groups that each had super-powered masks.
Yeah.
And no one else had them.
No. There's
like
a bad guy.
Didn't have
there's
them.
A bad guy that had a few vehicles to transform, and there's good guys that have a few vehicles to transform.
I mean, it's such an obvious toy grab.
Oh yeah.
But I love it to death.
It was totally awesome. Yeah, and I didn't even understand what the bad guys wanted to do.
Well,
like what was it? Like Cobra,
Venom,
take over
the
world.
Yeah.
What did Venom want? Was it one of those things you're like, we want to pollute the river?
No, you know? I forget. their name is an acronym as well. It's like villainous.
Vicious, evil network of mayhem.
Vicious, evil network of mayhem.
How do these guys get funding?
Vicious and evil.
I don't know if our company wants to deal with someone with vicious in their first letter.
Well, that's why they were. That's why they were out there terrorizing because they couldn't get a fair shake.
They didn't know any other way.
Yeah. Oh, man, I do love that show. I mean, I love the idea of it, and I have fond memories of it, and I even had the toys, a few of the toys.
Okay, then I'm going to go with Birdman. Hanna-Barbera did Birdman, and he was basically Space Ghost on Earth, more or less. But he was like Hawkman. He flew around. He was sun-powered.
Birdman!
Exactly, and he fired, like, not Harvey Birdman, although I would read that, too.
I do love Harvey
Birdman. I would read that as well. But he flew around. He shot lasers out of his hands. He was just a dumb character, but it's one of those things they could adapt really easily into something super serious and kick-ass. And, again, I want Alex Ross painting the covers.
I love all that crap.
Yeah, I wanted Dynamite.
I love a Blue Falcon and Dynamutt.
Oh, man.
Even though that was more of a comedy.
Kill for Blue Falcon and Dynamutt. Like a serious one.
And I meant to mention this, but I forgot. I would love a for serious, like, Space Ghost revival.
Yeah.
They did it once a few years ago.
It was a Wildstorm book.
No, it was just DC proper.
Was it?
Yeah, it was right around the same time that DC was trying to do a cosmic push.
Right.
Andy Diggle had a Adam Strange miniseries.
That was wonderful.
By the way, an amazing Adam Strange miniseries with art by Pasquale Ferry.
Yeah.
And then there was a Space Ghost 6-issue miniseries by Joe Kelly and Ariel Olivetti.
Yes. And it was fantastic.
And it's really good. Like
2005 from DC.
Yeah, if you thought that Space Ghost is just a joke character, no. Space Ghost is awesome.
He was totally badass. Yeah. And he was sort of like Nexus. He was executing
kind of
people
Nexus-y,
and judging them. And
I don't remember that, but
it was excellent.
But like, I think even like there was a modern take on Zorak in there.
Yeah. And he was terrifying.
Yeah. Ugh.
Moltar was there. They were all there, man. It was great.
Ah, man.
I would totally take. Yeah. I want
a serious Space Ghost. Like, I love Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
I love the funny Space Ghost.
Right.
But I want a serious Space Ghost like reboot.
Yeah, I would have read this series. I would still be reading it if it was coming out.
And there was talk of more, but it never happened.
I think something happened with the rights. I can't remember.
Maybe that could be.
Yeah, but you know what? Screw it. Give me a Hanna-Barbera superhero verse. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Straight Hanna-Barbera superhero verse. The Herculoids.
Jabberjaw.
Space Ghost. Jabberjaw.
Dune Buggy.
No. I don't want the Laugh Olympics.
The Hair Bear Bunch. I don't know that those are all Hanna-Barbera.
Yes, they all were. Way to go. The Hair Bear Bunch. That is it for the answer of the week this week. We got a little off track and ran a little long because this was a super fun one. Thanks so much for writing in and calling in. And seriously, you guys, Skype us. We want to hear from you. Skype us, two-headed nerd, no spaces, all one word. Leave us your message and answer the question of the week, which Joe Patrick will be posting this Thursday, maybe Friday.
Yeah.
All right, so watch for that.
I might do it on Fridays from now on just because a week is a long time to do answers.
Fair enough. So Friday, it'll go up.
And it'll give me more time to see what the news is that week.
There we go. So Friday, it'll go up. We expect your answers. Good to hear from you guys. We'll see you right here next week.
You're all talk, Camarillo Brillo.
Yeah, no doubt. Pull the trigger, dude. Come on.